The sticker price for a single year's tuition at private colleges and universities can top $50,000, even $60,000. And that doesn't include costs such as books and on-campus room and board. But between grants, scholarships, and need-based financial aid, many students don't pay the full sticker price. So how is a potential college student supposed to know what a school will charge for them before they apply? VPR's Amy Kolb-Noyes was awarded a fellowship from the Education Writers Association to report on higher education in Vermont, and she spoke with Mitch Wertlieb about demystifying college pricing.
So let's start with this. If many or sometimes even most students don't pay the advertised price for college, how do you know what a college might actually charge you?
Well, unfortunately, the only way to know for sure is to apply to a school. And if you're accepted, that acceptance offer will come with a financial aid package. And there's also no standard template for these letters, so they can be hard to decipher as well. But they typically give you solid numbers for any institutional aid, that's grants and scholarships offered to you by the school to offset the cost of attendance. And then the letter might also include some estimates of federal, state, or local aid available to you, but those estimates aren't always solid numbers.
Meaning even when you get an acceptance offer, the final price tag might not be entirely clear?
That's right, yeah.
Wow. Well, there must be some way to get a ballpark estimate before you spend time and money on an application.
Yeah, there is. First of all, college websites all have net price calculators, and they can estimate the total cost of attendance and predict how much financial aid it's likely that you'll get. But you need to put in some detailed financial information for the student and usually for their family as well. And some calculators also ask about a student's standardized test scores, their grade point average, even their race or ethnicity. But as long as you have a chunk of time in the right documents, net price calculators can be a useful tool.
So, Amy, if I'm a high school senior looking to attend college next year, that will give me a fairly accurate estimate of what I should expect to pay?
Well, no. College's net price calculators tell a prospective student what similar students paid to attend the school the previous year. The calculators do not estimate what the prospective student can expect to pay when they enroll.
Okay, so not as useful as it could be. Is there any tool out there that uses more up-to-date numbers?
Not exactly, but there's a tool recently developed by the Hechinger Report that uses historical tuition trends to predict what a school will cost next year. It's not a solid number, but Pete D'Amato, who developed the tool for Hechinger Report, calls it a fairly conservative estimate.
And can anybody access this?
Yes, it's called Tuition Tracker, and it's available online at tuitiontracker.org. I talked to Pete D'Amato, and he says this is actually the third version of Tuition Tracker, but it's the first iteration to project what a school will cost next year. Here's what he had to say.
This iteration is using some projections based on historical sticker prices that help students understand a little bit more about what they're going to be paying in the coming year rather than what students like them would have been paying 2 or 3 years ago.
He says Tuition Tracker looks at the total cost of attendance, which includes tuition and also fees, books, on-campus living costs, and other associated expenses. And it predicts net rates by income bracket. So instead of having to put in your detailed financial information, you just put in your estimated income bracket.
And it will tell you what you can expect to pay for your first year of college. Again, a ballpark estimate here, but does it provide any other information about the schools?
Yes. The tool also shows what percentage of students pay the full sticker price at a given school, and it charts historical price trends for each school. And Tuition Tracker also breaks down graduation rates by race, retention rates by type of enrollment, full-time or part-time. It gives gender demographics.
Wow, there's a lot of information here. Can you give us an example, Amy, of how this works?
Sure. Say I'm a student from a family that earns $60,000 a year, and I'm interested in attending Middlebury College. Tuition Tracker projects the advertised 2020-2021 total cost of attendance for a student living on campus at Middlebury will be $76,681. However, with my family income, I could expect to pay $12,930 $31 for the year.
Wow. Obviously a huge difference there, and possibly a great relief to many families, households, students.
Absolutely. Now, not every school has that big of a tuition discount. If I were looking at to study at Bennington College, I could expect to pay $30,000, $30,520 exactly, to live and study at Bennington College. Again, this is a projection, not an exact number. But the total cost of attendance sticker price at Bennington is projected to be $78,486. So again, big difference. And according to Tuition Tracker, only 16% of Bennington College students paid the sticker price in 2016 when the last data was available. So D'Amato says it's not uncommon for schools to offer such big discounts to low and middle income students, but schools that struggle to reach their enrollment goals can't always afford to charge wealthier students more.
You have some schools that are not able to do the same kind of tuition discounting, and these schools, you'll see almost no space between the lowest income and the highest income students that are attending there. So that is essentially showing you that some of these schools are providing a lot of their grant aid just to meet enrollment goals.
So by setting a high sticker price, D'Amato says colleges have more flexibility in offering aid to certain types of students that they're trying to attract, be it financial need-based aid or academic scholarships. He says there's a lot to be learned from the data.
When you look at what we have seen in terms of the differences between net price and sticker price, in the historical data, there are lots of surprises in that.
Yeah, and perhaps a lot of surprises in folks that would be put off by that sticker price, finding out that that may not be nearly as much as they would actually have to pay. VPR's Amy Kolb-Noyes, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
And you can learn more about the Tuition Tracker by visiting our website at vpr.org.